Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Happy as can be for the Heat, but man, we can't lose to the Lakers, as that would kill the Heat organization for a long, long time. Well, why? I'm sorry. I need to understand that ridiculous reasoning. Please, whoever sent in that text to the text line, because you didn't put a name. It looks like maybe it might be a first time because I don't see any other prior conversations on it. Why would it kill the Heat? That guy must not be a Heat fan. He's just like thinking like silly stuff. Let me explain to this guy. The Heat are playing with house money, okay? They're not supposed to be here. Nobody's going to pick them to win. Everybody's going to pick the Lakers. All the experts are going to pick the Lakers. The Lakers are supposed to win. They have the two superstars. Miami has zero proven superstars. Zero. Okay? Jimmy Butler is more of an all-star, not a superstar. They have all the pressure on them. They are the Laker organization. They've got, you know, a thousand championship banners hanging. They've got to win it all. The Miami Heat are supposed to lose. The Miami Heat are already the envy of the other 28 owners in the NBA because they wish they had that coach, the toughness from that team, and that performance to sell to their fans. So I'm not exactly sure how it's going to hurt them for a long time when Bam Adebayo is only getting better, when Tyler Hero is only getting better, when Duncan Robinson is only getting better. Not exactly sure what that reasoning is, but I just want you to know it's absolutely asinine thinking.